you always want to go to look for a painkiller, not a vitamin, not something that's going to solve a problem in the future, something that's got a pain right now, like solving a pain. People are looking to problem solve. And I know if you follow my work, you know, I don't believe in the problem orientation. That doesn't mean people aren't in it. You must market to the conversation people are already having. So if you're looking for a product, think about what pain are people having? How do I solve that pain? To build a successful business is not that difficult. You can do it just the way you are, actually. You don't need to change you. Actually, you're fine. Welcome to the Self-Made Millionaire Podcast, the home for the ambitious, outcome-driven individual who wants to leave their past behind and create their next million. If that's you, you have found your place. This lady makes six figures as a bridesmaid for rent, and there's an island making $3 million a month off AI. Future self-made millionaire, this video, this podcast, this blog, however you're consuming this, is about the amazing ways that you could create a business from scratch and in some unusual ways. So I want to discuss a few out-of-the-box business ideas that have come across my desk in the last couple of weeks that are making really good money, okay? So before I get into the rent-a-bride, an island that makes money off AI and more, let me share how I got on this topic, okay? So last week, I was playing golf with two guys I hadn't played with before, and I was really enjoying it. So, you know, you tee off and you don't know them, so you start with, you know, the obvious first question. So, you know, what is it that you do for a living? And this question set me up for one of the most enjoyable, exciting rounds of golf I had in a really long time. You see, one of the guys, he sold a business, a scaffolding business, a few years ago, and had spent the last few years as a full-time sports bettor. And so you read that right. Like, for 2 years, he's making enough money to support his family just looking at sports, you know, putting down a bet every single day. In fact, he's killing it. He's making over $25,000 a month. And what's more, this blew me away, he's set up a subscription model where people are paying him $50 a month, I think. Was it 50? I don't know. Maybe it was 100. He set up a subscription model where people are going to pay him just to be able to copy his bets. This was so intriguing to me because I love watching sport. I don't really love gambling on sports or betting on sports. But to see someone doing so well for a period of years, be able to make significant money and then creating a subscription, you know, monthly reoccurring model of that was just like so fun. So I spent 4 hours walking around golf, talking about business, understanding how do you predictably make money betting on sports. It turns out there is a science to it. There is a way. And if, you know, most people are making the wrong bets. And so, you know, most bets, even the favorite team that's supposed to win, you know, you still can make 10% on that bet. And so, you know, he has this whole way. He told me, this crazy, he said if I'd given him $50 a year ago, it'd be worth $2,500 today. And I was like, man, there's some crazy returns. So anyway, I'm not racing out to start a sports betting business, nor am I expecting that you would as well, because I believe it takes a serious amount of time and obsession with certain sports. But it got me thinking, well, what other unique ways are people out there making money? So here are two that I found really interesting. Okay, the first one, the island of Anguilla is making over $45 million a year. While on track to make $45 million a year from AI this year, made $3 million a month from AI last year. Now, you might be wondering how, okay? So, as you know, every country gets a domain identifier. Like New Zealand, where I'm from, has .co.nz, or Australia has .com.au, right? You know, we have .sg for Singapore, okay? So this island, Anguilla, hit the jackpot with the domain. You ready for it? .ai. I know, they got .ai. In the sweepstakes of domain identifiers, they own AI. And with the boom of artificial intelligence, they are making a killing having other people to have to buy and register .ai domains. Okay, now here's what's even funny, is the island's name is Anguilla, right? And it's a beautiful island in the Caribbean. It has a population of less than 16,000 people, and it's projected to earn $45 million by the end of next year due to just this one country code domain extension. And so what's fascinating is that there's actually another island, Ascension Island, which end up getting .ac, but Ascension Island, you know, is more likely to be .ai than Anguilla. So they've held the AI domain since 1995. And this, the country's commercial registry reports that companies are registering 21,000 new .ai domains every single month. I've bought some. I didn't even know because I bought the AITrainingSchool.com, AITrainingSchool.ai. I bought SuperConscious.ai. Crazy. In October last year, the domain name marketplace Sidhu reported the largest sale was U.ai, which sold for $700,000. What a crazy lucky island. So my question to you, what other countries do you think, what other domains could end up being popular in the future? I don't know. Is this, what else could be popular in the future? I don't know. Will this ever happen again? Interesting. So the second thing that I stumbled across was the professional bridesmaid. Okay, this is a cool story. And for the last decade, Jen Glantz has worked as a bridesmaid for hire. Her life is a romantic comedy waiting to happen. You know, I think about that Will Smith movie Hitch, where he was a dating, guru. Well, this is literally a romantic comedy waiting to happen. A bridesmaid for hire. Okay, so here's how it happened. After being asked many times to be a bridesmaid from friends, from some people she didn't even know that well, Jen was complaining to her roommate at the cost and effort it all took. Within a week or two more, she asked a friend again, why do they keep asking me? She had another problem. Why do I keep getting asked? And the roommate responded, it's because you're so good at it. And then she just had this offhand comment, you could become a professional at it if you wanted. And, you know, this got Jen thinking. So within hours, she put an ad on Craigslist. And you can see the ad here. It says, professional bridesmaid, okay? When all my friends started getting engaged, I decided to make new friends. So I did. But then they got engaged. And what felt for the 100th time, I was asked to be a bridesmaid. It continues. This year alone, I've been a bridesmaid 4 times. 4 different dresses, 4 different parties, bachelorette parties, filled with tequila shots and guys in thong underwear, twerking way too close to my face, right? 4 different pre-wedding, blah, 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 blah. So it continues. What it says at the bottom, and you can see this here, is, so let me be there for you. If you don't have any other girlfriends except your third cousin twice removed, you know, who's often found sticking her tongue down an empty bottle of red wine, your fiance has extra groomsmen, and you're looking to even things out so pictures don't look funny, and there's not a single guy walking down the aisle. If you need someone to take control and make sure bridesmaid number 4 gets her dress on time and shows up, then I'm your girl. And so bridesmaid skills are really good at, right? Holding up 18 layers of your dress, blah, 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 catching the bouquet, blah, blah. So it has all these things. You know, you can have a look at it here. And so 10 years ago, she put out that post on Craigslist. And since those 10 years, okay, this simple little Craigslist lark into a fully fledged 6-figure business. She's the country's most prolific professional bridesmaid. She's actually hired other people and has other bridesmaid, and it's awesome. Go check her out. I just think it's so cool. And so as you hear that story, my question is, what is it that you could turn a business into, right? Like, what is naturally coming to you? The question you must ask, right, is what is it that people want to buy most? And so whenever I'm thinking about what people want to buy, the first thing as I know is they want to buy a painkiller, not a vitamin. Meaning people want to solve real pain they're having right now. And so this example of this professional bridesmaid business, there's a pain right now. The pain is this big moment, this wedding, and the lady's gone, well, you know, I need to make sure these friends behave, or I need to even things out, or honestly, all my friends have moved away, or, you know, I've had a falling out with my friend group. I need this as pain. And so you always want to go to look for a painkiller, not a vitamin, not something that's going to solve a problem in the future, something that's got a pain right now, like solving a pain. People are looking to problem solve. And I know if you follow my work, you know, I don't believe in the problem orientation. That doesn't mean people aren't in it. You must market to the conversation people are already having. So if you're looking for a product, think about what pain are people having? How do I solve that pain? You know, weight loss is always going to sell to the end of time. People who do not have the body shape that they want, right? That will always sell, whether it's weight loss or weight distribution or body recompose, whatever it is, that will always sell, okay? Skin problems, that will always sell. you know, beauty, these will always sell, real problems right now that they will never go away. And the second thing is to think about what do people really want. So there's this old saying, you know, like a drill, is people don't want the drill or the drill bit, the bit that goes in the end of the drill. They want the hole. They want the hole that the drill is going to actually give them. And I'll take that a step further. They don't want the drill. They don't want the hole. They want the picture hanging on the wall that makes their lounge or living room look good. So they don't even want the hole. So the idea is, what is it that they really want? You know, a lot of us, you know, if you're in the coaching industry, you know, we get so enamored in our method, or in the weight loss or health industry, we get enamored in, oh, ours is the best. So they don't care about the best, not all the time. What they care about is the result. They care about what they're going to get from it. And so if you take these ideas, obviously you could get lucky and you can ride a wave, like the .ai wave. And it's going to be a wave. You know, there's going to be all sorts of .ais. I think AI is a great business to get started in. If you're looking for something, every business is going to need an AI consultant. It's going to need to integrate AI. As a short, small plug, I've got a little book, How to Become a High-Paid AI Consultant, that you should probably get. It's on Google. Go check it out. I show people how to get started as AI consultant. And, you know, if I read the back of the book, it says, this book was never meant to be written. It was an experiment that ended up creating a $500,000 windfall. It all started when I sold my company and was playing with AI. 3 months later, I created a multi six-figure per month consultancy. So maybe you want to check that out. But riding a wave or a trend and getting ahead of a trend is a very good idea. But then also realizing, what are you interested in? What are people already asking you about? What are problems you can solve? So my question to you is, what business could you start? Hey, I hope you've enjoyed this session. Like, subscribe, share this podcast out. I'll see you on the next episode. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful that you have. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a super conscious entrepreneur and becoming a self-made millionaire, then head over to my website where you can get a free newsletter. You can download my book, You're Not Broken or The Super Conscious Path, consciouseducationcompany.com.